Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, once again, this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Gems. How are you doing today? I trust your day is going well, and it's wonderful to get together with you once again. We can study the Word of God. Remind everybody, I'm never was ordained. I'm not a minister. I'm just a lay person, transgender, and who just bring word of encouragement to many of you out there who may be struggling or would like to know more about God. And the series that we're doing now, I'm doing a study on the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. Last week we covered the first Beatitude. This is the first of a 9-part series. The first Beatitude was Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The one we'll talk on today is in verse 4. It's called, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. The question that I asked is, what does it mean to mourn? Usually we think about mourning, it's not related to some within the family of a friend or a family member, you know, or a neighbor or something, or you know, some event that affects, you know, maybe not the whole family, maybe not only the family, but even affects your whole neighborhood or even somewhere in the job. That morning, it's one type of mourning, you know. But let me go into the study today. You know, the mourning that implied in this verse runs much deeper than that. Mourning can have, you know, mourning has to do with our sins. Our personal sins and our corporate sins. Personal sins, you know, the things that we deal with on a personal level. When I talk about corporate sins, you know, it has to do with, you know, sin that done by many others. What I'm saying here is that this is sin that, not dealt with, it affects other people, and it does have ramifications. Yeah, some of you may have heard the prayer, you know, it's sins of commission and sins of omission. Commissions is out when they open, you know. You know, omission is knowing what you should do, but you don't do it. You know, it's like having, you know, a person may need some help, you know, like a person's in trouble on the street. Rather than you doing something about it, you just ignore them. And the person is either hurt or badly injured or even worse. And God has always those, you know, you run through scriptures, you know, God has dealt with people, sins of omission. One good example is you go to Exodus, the 32nd chapter, dealt with the golden calf. Moses in the mountain, and people didn't know what was happening, you know, if he was going to come back. So what happened was Aaron, instead of being the leader that he should have been, Aaron let the people, you know, affect, you know, instead of standing out, you know, Aaron was, you know, he did whatever the people told him to do, and then what they did was they created a golden calf. And what happened here is they did things that they should not have done. And then when Moses came down, they had found them partying, and, you know, some were naked, everything, you know. And then when Aaron was questioned about this by Moses, you know, Aaron did everything he could to get out of it. But it was because of his ineffective leadership that the people were caused to sin. And it had great ramifications on that. Many people died that day. Many people had the plague, were plagues. You know, many people got sick. Many people were sick. You know, Moses had to step in to prevent from destroying the people. Now he reminded the Lord that you know, he brought the people out of Egypt. You know, and he said, and he recited all the promises of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So Moses is actually putting himself in line between God and the people. No, he was that's like being an intercessor. You know, and then God relented from his anger. And, you know, God did, he didn't destroy them, you know, he didn't destroy them, but eventually they all paid for their sin. Many of the generation made it to the promised land. You know, Aaron even died because of his sin. You know, God will forgive you for a sin, but a sin, like I say, sins have consequences. You go back to a more modern one. When Germany, just before World War II, you know, they elected Adolf Hitler as the Chancellor of Germany. Now, people knew that what he was. He was evil. He was anti-Semitic. He wanted to take over the world. People knew, but still, people voted for him. And look what the result was. You know, many millions of people had things taken away from him. Many people were killed. 6 million Jews were exterminated. And many other people were exterminated, too. You know, Jews weren't the only ones exterminated. There were Poles. Many Poles and some of the other countries were exterminated. And what happened here is later on, you know, many of the people, you know, who did nothing, didn't act, didn't stand up to, then when they saw what actually happened, you know, that, you know, all the destruction and the anger, all the destruction that happened and all the loss of life, you know, some people were really shocked, but they had had the warning, you know, they knew this man was evil and still they voted for this man. And many, you know, and to this day, I don't think Germany will ever be the country that they ever, you know, that they were, you know, that they probably could have been. And what I say about sins, you know, people have to atone for their sins. You know, God isn't going to, no, you can't mourn all the time, you know. People, you know, there's an atonement. When you sin, there's an atonement. You have to, you know, God will forgive you, but sometimes there are consequences of those, of your sins. Now, the second part of this is, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Okay, being comforted is, you know, I'll give you another example of when Jesus was killed and died on the cross. You know, the disciples were mourning, but God had promised them that he would come back to them. When he left them, when he was lifted up into heaven, you know, he came back in the form of the Holy Spirit. It was a promise. You know, the mourning was only for a short time, and then there was great joy. When they saw him again, it was a great joy. You know, God doesn't want us to be mournful all the time. He doesn't want us to be mournful. You know, he'll comfort us at the time of mourning. You know, one of the wonderful things about disciples is, look at Peter. You know, Peter, you know, he denied that he ever knew God. but God forgave him. You know, he confessed and God forgave him. He was continued on in this. That's the one thing with mourning. Mourning, sometimes, you know, mourning should bring some kind of repentance. You know, ask God's forgiveness and God will comfort you. And he'll forgive that sin. And that's what, you know, when I go over this verse, is, you know, this is what the whole idea of being not only mournful, but being comforted. This is what comfort is. You know, how many people were comforted to know when people, you know, during a funeral, you know, many seek God's comfort, you know, and, you know, I've seen people who are comforted, you know, by what God does in their life, by the people who help them, you know, saw them through difficult times, and it means a lot. It really means a lot to people. You know, I look at the psalmist and go to Psalm 119, verse 35. It says that, yeah, let me see. Oh dear, let me see. It says, verse 36, turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward self-gain. You know, whatever, you know, I look at today, you know, people, you know, people are doing anything for power, you know, money, you know, doing the bidding, you know, they're not standing up for any principles. You know, they was doing anything just to remain in power, and that has consequences down the line. You know, all through the centuries, it's had consequences. Now, what I'd like to leave with today is the fact that, you know, okay, you may have done some things, you know, but God will forgive you. No, He'll comfort you. You know, you may have done things that you regretted, you know, but He doesn't want us to be mournful through our lives, to destroy us spiritually. But ask His forgiveness, and He'll bring comfort to you. He'll bring comfort to your heart. He'll give you, fill your heart with peace. You know, those of you who would love to come to know Jesus as your Savior, you repent, ask God to forgive you of your sin, and He'll bring comfort to you. And when you ask Him into your life, He'll be at peace. You know, you look at verse one, you know, verses 3 and verses 4, you know, you see how they're somewhat interconnected. As we go through the rest of the Beatitudes in the coming weeks, you'll see that all these verses were connected somehow. And you go back to verse 3. You know, I touched on why. We touch upon how, you know, all these verses are connected, you know, at the end of the series, you know, you can show why verse 3 was put first. And I trust that today you had a good understanding of what is, you know, mourning is and what it comforted. And also I like to say that, you know, don't, you know, just always remember that God's there to come to you, forgive you of your sin. He'll heal you. You know, you can go on. You can go on. You know, and if, you know, I mentioned the consequences for the sin, but, you know, what you do is you continue on and ask God's blessing and ask for His forgiveness. And thank you once again for today's lesson, and this is Genevieve. Welcome, and to this is Genevieve's Gems, and I look forward to getting together with you for our next lesson as we go to verse 6 in Matthew 5. Once again, thank you, and God bless you, and we pray you have a blessed day.